Yeah, he wants to do more.
He's just the middleman. He's up and around. He doesn't have any questions himself. He just loves around.
They said that in the internal pastimes are not demons, and the devotees are unable to observe in the childish livers of Radha and Krishna. But if, for example, I was in the earth pastimes, Prakata Liva, these memories will come with myself into Nitya Liva, and then it will not be different from the same pastimes, because the remembrance of the games are not different from the participation in them, especially in the spiritual world. Other words, we will not be deprived of the opportunity to participate in the games with demons and evil, and even childish games there. Am I right or not?
The question, if I understand what the question is, that Krishna in his Boma Vrindavan Leela, Prakat Leela, in this material world, Krishna, various associates of the Lord and expansions of the Lord, they take the role of demons for the Lord's Leela. And the sadhakas that are practicing sadhana, they read the Krishna book, they read Bhagavatam about these Leelas, and they absorb them, and they remember them, they speak about them. And then very novel ideas in Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has introduced a whole new concept that's nowhere seen in any other writings, that the demons represent different anarthas. That was quite an interesting introduction. His insight into the killing of the demons. So when we go to the spiritual world, then will we still be able to remember all those demons killing and remembrance of that is having that same experience and Krishna's childhood pastimes, etc., whatever you're trying to say, I'm not sure. But what the answer that I'm going to give is this, is that in the spiritual world, there's certain features of Krishna's Leela which Jiva Goswami describes in Krishna Sandarbha, that are only in the material world. One of them is taking birth and growing up. They're not in the spiritual world. I mean, there's another explanation. There's different compartments where those forms, because each form of the Lord is every moment and every form is eternal, eternally existing. So there are some parakoshtas or compartments where Balya Leela is there, Krishna's a little boy, and then with Yashoda and all these different stages of Poganda, Balya Poganda, Kaishora and Yovanam, Nitya Yovanam. But the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sadhakas, when they go to the spiritual world, they become sadhana siddha and attain prema. First they will take one birth in Balma Vrindavan where Krishna's Prakat Leela is going on. So then, all those leelas of demon killing that you meditated on and used to read about in your previous life, before you were siddha, now you're in the material world, in a universe where Krishna's prakat or manifest pastimes are going on. He's taking birth, he's growing up. You're also taking birth from the womb of a gopi, and you're growing up. And you'll see Agasura, and you'll see Putana, because at 6 days old, Krishna will kill Putana. And at 3 months old, he'll kill Shakatasura. And 1 year old, he'll kill Trinivarta. And then Vatsasura. And you'll see all these things. So you will have the experience there in the Prakat Leela. But after that, from there, you'll enter into the Nitya Leela. And Nitya Leela, Krishna is Nitya Kishore. He's 15 years, 9 months, 7.5 days. So you'll go to Brajagokul, Goloka Vrindavan. And that same body that you had in Boma Vrindavan, your Manjari Sarup, be totally full of prema and all totally made completely of prema. And that prema body, self same body, you'll enter the Nitya Leela of the Lord and continue with your service and your group of Sakis and Manjaris with Radha and Krishna. And Radha and Krishna will be eternal teenagers, And eternally there's all the Nitya Leelas are described in Govinda Leelamrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita, and Bhavana Sarasangra, Krishna Gokumudi. That will be the nature of Krishna's pastimes. There's no demon killing, there's no Agasura, no Putana, no growing up, no babyhood, no crawling, no lying in the back, no lying under the cart. Just the Leelas, your life will follow the pattern of life described in Govinda Leelamrita and Krishna Bhavanamrita. Like Krishna's Kaviraj and Govinda. Vishnu Chakravarti. And the only representation of demons there is because everything's eternal, even Krishna's. So there's some, just like I was a great sports hero, just for example, and someone wrote up my biography. So maybe later I'm reading the biography and I'm saying, oh look, he's writing about that famous Olympic contest, you know, 30 years ago. So it's just some, in a book it's something. But it's not a reality. Now I'm an old man, and this is my biography somebody wrote about the great sports hero, and I'm reading. So there, it's part of my reality, my life. I was young. I was a sports hero. I won 5 Olympic gold medals, and this is my biography. So there, Krishna's killing of Leelas is eternal. Killing of demons is eternal. So there, the representation is that there's paintings on the outside of the kunjas. And this is described in Govinda Leelamrita. On the outside of the In the middle of the forest, in the Nibritini Kunja, the very private, solitary, secluded kunjas where Radha and Krishna are going to meet and enjoy their love dalliance together and sweet intimacies of their loving exchanges and Shringarati, erotic love. On the outside, they may be walking through the forest. Oh, there's the Kali Mandir, there's the pastime cottage. Then they'll walk around the outside. It's like art gallery. The term called art gallery. There's a gallery, it means some showroom or some room where an artist has easels or they're put on the wall. Well, these are all the famous paintings of so and so. And everybody goes around, there's prices on them. Oh, it's very nice. You know, this and that. Look at the artwork. So, like an art gallery, there will be paintings of Krishna killing demons. Outside, so this is the only presence of the demons there, paintings of ancient history, of Krishna's ancient history. And there'd be a painting of Krishna running with little bells around his waist, and he's holding on to a tail of a calf, and the calf is running through the mud, and Krishna's being dragged through the mud. There's a painting of that. And the gopis are looking and say, oh, Krishna, look at this. You were like that. Oh, yeah, yeah. In Bhama Vrindavan, I take birth and I grow. That's my Damodar Leela. Oh, you look so cute. So when the gopis will see these paintings and remember these different forms. But when they see the demon-killing leelas, what is the role and what is the need? There's no demons in the spiritual world. There's no envy, sorry. And there's no greed, anger, lust. It's love and love and love. It's just made of prema. Everyone there is made of prema. Their head is made of mahabhav. Their feet are made of mahabhav. There's no bones, there's no skin, and their whole bodies are Satchitananda, Sat Prem, Chit Prem, Anand Prem, Premananda. And all the Leelas, the ground is made of Prem, the trees, the birds, everything is made of Prema. Pure love, ecstasy. There's no greed and anger, no lacking, no wanting, no competition, no. So what is the need then for these showing these demons and Krishna killing Keshi and Govi? Because it excites the hearts of the gopis with viraras. Viraras is called heroism, courage, virility. There's an English word, virility, means strength. So vira means the gona ras, the secondary ras, which nourishes the madhurya. The gopis look at these pictures and they say, oh, my hero, my boyfriend is a real hero. He's strong, he's big and strong. He's tough. You know, every girl wants, you know, who's your husband? You know, some girl's like a healthy, strong girl. Who's your husband? This little 5-foot guy. Huh? she won't be too, you know, generally you want the husband should be some, you know, the wife should be beautiful, the husband should be strong and talented or whatever. You know, there's some opulences. So the gopis, it's a natural thing that, like, just like Krishna's proud of Radharani, her beauty, her talent, her everything about her, sweetness. So the purpose of these paintings is so that when the gopis see them, they can get excited. Oh, we're going in this kunja to enjoy with Krishna. He's not a weakling. he's strong. Every woman wants a strong, healthy, wonderful person, our husband, man, whatever. So that's the extent of the demons. So you won't be meditating on the demons or seeing any demons up there. You'll just be walking around the kunj and seeing Radharani and Krishna, and you'll be watching Radharani look at the paintings, and the sakhis will say something, and then maybe you'll even say something, and you'll just see. That's the only exchange with the demons you'll have in the Nitya Leela of Radha and Krishna. Is that all right? Hold tight.